Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. Hey, I wanted to start the show off and apologize real quick. On last night's show, I got turned around, folks. It happens daily. I had thought our show today was going to be at 5 o'clock, and it's at 8 o'clock. 5 o'clock on the West Coast. I got turned around. Sorry about any confusion there. I did receive a couple emails from people saying, hey, what the heck, man? And got it straightened out. So I wanted to apologize about that. I guess I either had too many cups of coffee or not enough. Tonight I'm taking a break from painting, and we've got a heck of a good show for you. Heck of a good show. A fantastic, just out of sight blues and rock performer, singer-songwriter, Peach. From way out west in California. Peach, how are you?
I'm really good. It's nice and hot here today.
Oh, from what I've been seeing, it's been crazy hot out there.
Yeah, we hate to say it's a little too hot, but yeah, it's been a little too hot.
I hear you.
It's been too hot. We're like, should we have air conditioning? But, you know. But then you get through the hot, you know, the hot few days, and then it's just fine.
And it's nice.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm in South Florida, and we're used to it, hot, real hot and humid here. And
wow.
This year's been very dry here, very dry.
Wow.
And finally, we got a bunch of rain last night. I am turning into an old man, Peach. We bought a house last year, and now I'm one of these cats. Whenever it rains, I'm like, oh, it's really good for the yard. We needed this rain, you know. Man, I sound like somebody's father or something. Here, let me go wear some shorts with socks. Bad.
Oh, yeah.
Anyhow.
Get the socks for the sandals. That would work.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I need, man. Go out and cut the grass. Oh, man. Hey, now, Peach, this is an interesting story. Now, you played, you're a guitar player, guitar woman.
Yes.
And you've been playing a while, but for this latest album, well, let me ask you before we get into all this, were you always a musical kid? Did you grow up,
yes.
Performing and all that?
Yes. Yes, I did. I had
nice.
The bug at a very nice. Young age. They should have known. Every now and then I'll see some young child performing and I'll think to myself, oh dear. That's when it all starts. Yeah, I've been playing my whole life pretty much. Yeah. I mean, my mother played piano. She wanted me to play piano, of course. And I gave that like a, you know, 2 seconds. And at a fairly young age, I mean, I was singing, but then at a fairly young age, I said I wanted to play electric guitar. I don't know how I landed on that because I did.
Was there a band or somebody?
Not that I can recall.
Heard on the radio?
No, and there were no.
Really?
I mean, there were women that played back then that were pretty good players, but I didn't know who they were. I didn't know anything about them.
Right.
But I just wanted to play this this white Fender Jazzmaster. I don't know where I came up with that, but my parents could be baited pretty easily, and as long as I was making like the straight A's so I could go to college,
right.
You know, then they'd pretty much give me what I wanted after certain number of times getting the good grades. So eventually,
right.
Yes, I got the and a little Fender amp. I wish I had those things now. I don't know actually, whatever happened to that guitar? Strange
yeah,
as that
know,
may
I was thinking
seem.
About that the other day. There has been so many. Like when I was a kid, man, I was very spoiled. Looking back, I don't think there was a toy or something that I wanted that I didn't get. And you know, I see these shows on the cable and whatnot where they, you know, the stuff, they're bringing it into the Pawn Stars. And they're like, oh, yeah, we'll give you $5,000
yeah.
for that. And I'm like,
yeah.
I had all that stuff, man. I don't know what happened to it.
Yeah, well, I wish I had that Fender Jazzmaster, but it was long gone somewhere along the way. But I generally always played electric guitars, yeah. You know.
No, that's...
And then
your writing style and whatnot is always done with guitar-based, right? Is how you start with it?
It was always guitar-based. There was a period of years, I kind of hate to admit, but there were a period of years where I was playing professionally where the bands I played in did not want me to play guitar, because even though, honestly, I was really good at guitar by, you know, at a very young age. By the age of 16, I was really good. I knew almost all the chords and finger picking and all that. And then by the age of 23, I played jazz. I knew all the jazz chords. I could, you know, play chord melody at the age of 23. And believe me, that was a few years ago. So, you know, but then I got into these bands, and some of them didn't want me to play guitar. So I acquiesced to that because I was trying to make a living by being a musician, and kind of almost unfortunately, I defined myself by how I made my living, and therefore I wouldn't take a quote day job.
Right.
So I either taught guitar or, did gigs. So these bands had a lot of power over me, I thought. And so I would stop playing guitar if they told me to because they wanted a chick singer.
I was gonna say they wanted the pretty blonde up front, probably.
And you know, it's really funny on Facebook. One of the guys, and I will not name him, but he actually sent me an email the other day. Said, "Hey, I played in a band with him way back when, and they actually fired me." Kind of for not wearing enough makeup. They wanted me, you know, to cook. They wanted to go to Las Vegas and make more money. And I did wear a little makeup, but, you know, I basically, didn't have the real thick eyeliner going on like the eyeliner on Aretha's Gold for, you know, Aretha Franklin's record. So anyway, they fired me, but the funny thing was this guy sent me a message the other day on Facebook and said, "Hey, if you ever need a guitar player, you know, I hope he's listening because, you know."
On the turn of the screw there, right? I mean, how things
I will
changed.
Never hire him, you know what I mean? I mean, I could never be that desperate. But yeah, so in a lot of the bands, I didn't play guitar. And then I played a lot of... kind of like jazz gigs, I would put it, that were solo. And I could really make bank on that. You know, I could go to the hotels and I could play the 5 to 8 cocktail hour. And I kind of made a living doing that for a number of years in San Francisco. And then, and then one day I thought, you know, if this is all there is, I'm out. You know, I couldn't take it anymore. Just couldn't take it anymore. And that was the years when people would walk up to you and they would ask you to play some hideously horrible song and then put money in the tip jar, you know. And so then you had to, even if you didn't play the song, then you felt guilty the rest of the gig, you know, like, oh, I should have played that song, but I just can't. You know, and the best thing to do in that was just say, I don't know it, you know. You know, but that went on a long time. That went on a long time. And then finally I started having bands and I was playing my guitar, and I realized that these guys in the band that were telling me I couldn't play guitar should be fired and that they were playing in my band. And it was like an aha moment. It was like, whose name is, I worked this out with a friend of mine. I was talking to about it, you know, I'm like, oh, he thinks I shouldn't play guitar, you know. And they're saying, "Wait, okay, your name is on the door. Your name's on the marquee. You bring the people to the gig. You have to work, you know, all the stuff that, you know, band leaders do with promoters and all the stuff to get the people there. It's your band." So I just started I started thinning the herd at that point. And then so anyone that wants to be in my band, if they think I shouldn't play guitar, then they should be in someone else's band. That's the bottom line. And
right.
and I honestly have to say, in my defense, I'm a fairly decent guitarist, all round guitar player.
Right.
You know, like
I agree.
Like knock it
I
down rhythm wise. Mostly, I'm a really good rhythm player. You know, and I know how to lay it down, mm-hmm. and I like to lay it down, and I like to start my songs that way because then I know they're going to be at the tempo I want them, unless, you know, we clock them, give the speeds to the drummer and have the drummer click us in or something. But I kind of like just getting out there and, you know, down on the guitar and
thing.
Then everybody
yeah.
falls in. So.
Well, you know, and rhythm's very important, you know. It even comes before blues. How about that, you know?
Right, right. Well, I mean, you know, I do, but I will say I really love guitar. Although I know that in the end, it's really also a lot about the vocal, you know.
Mm.
The vocal is so important, you know. I have some friends that had a band, and the lead singer was the drummer, and you used to walk into the club, and you're like, well, I can't watch this band. And you never knew why. They were a really great band. It was because, you know, the guy was back there and you couldn't see
right.
him, you know. But we're used to a certain thing, you know, we want a vocal that we can relate to. So that was, you know, I think really it's the vocal. It was my singing that people were gravitating towards, if I could be so grandiose to say that. But I also found in recent years, I have had a modest following of just, you know, women that are out there, you know, with their boyfriends or husbands or not, and they just dig it. You know, they dig it that I'm a guitar player. You know, they think that's fun.
Right.
But it's not so uncommon anymore, you know. But unfortunately,
well, you know,
there's...
Well, yeah, you know. Like you're saying, there are some few sticklers that are like, oh, that brace at the idea of it, which is ridiculous. You know,
yeah.
If you got talent, doesn't matter to me. You know?
Well, and the other thing that really... You know, it's not that I want to be, you know, a big, shall we say, pain in the ass. But the thing is, if I either write a song or I learn a song and I learn it playing the guitar, honestly,
mm-hmm.
kind of have a hard time at this point after all these years of playing and touring. I feel kind of odd, you know. Not with my guitar, you know.
Right.
We are an item,
right.
That guitar and I. Although I did do like one song that was kind of a jazzy tune, and I was working with the guy I often work with on keys, who's on this current CD, named Ken Stange. And we went up to San Francisco, and he and I did a song called I'm Always Drunk in San Francisco, which is kind of a jazz standard. It's a great song, you know. And
right.
And Kenny just played piano, and he's like, you know, the man on the piano. And so he played piano, and I only sang, you know. But other than that, pretty much, you know, I'm a guitar slinger, yes.
That's awesome.
Guilty as charged.
That's awesome. Well, no, you have a new CD out. It's now this is kind of an interesting story about this.
Yeah.
I guess nothing was on television this weekend. There was nothing going on, so you hopped over to Copenhagen, right? For the
correct.
No, I'm
kidding.
Yes. You were in Copenhagen. And,
yes.
Yeah.
I go back and forth.
On the jet
I have.
I see.
Yeah. For no good reason, I might add. I have friends over there now, but. Yeah, I mean, people used to think like I had a boyfriend over there, but you know, I maybe did try that at some point, But really, I just go over there because I like it, you know,
mm-hmm.
over there.
That way. I used to travel with Paris.
Yeah.
I was always going to Paris.
Uh-huh.
And everybody I know, they're like, oh, man, Paris is terrible. No offense, any listeners in Paris. I'm not, I love Paris.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah.
My friends are like, oh, they're so rude, blah, blah. And I'm just like, oh, never to me.
Well, it's a beautiful city, you know, and you know. But Copenhagen
is
a beautiful city, too. And I guess I kind of liked it because, I mean, I love a lot of things about Denmark. Don't get me started on Denmark because I really, really love Denmark. And, you know, there was a time when I was thinking about moving there, but I never could get I tried to apply for an artist visa so I could just live there.
Right.
So that never came to fruition, although I do go there and play festivals and clubs, and so I just have to go there for 90 days and make very, very sure I get out in 90 days. And I can't even go to another EU country. I have to get out of the EU for 90 days.
Totally.
Then I can go back. So it's
well, now you
kinda...
can just bop over to England, right? Since they do that Brexit thing or whatever.
Yeah,
it is.
Now
I
can
go
to England. Yeah, there were a lot of kids that were living in Copenhagen that were British that were very disturbed by the Brexit because, you know, they were living in all these different countries around Europe. And now, you know, they've got to go, you know, back. But
it's a big...
So anyway, I was going over there and... I had played with a number of people over there because it's kind of, that was getting back to why I liked Denmark. Well, it's kind of like a big small town. You know, not quite, well, obviously not as big as New York, but you know, over time, you know, all these different groups of musicians and you know, kind of who's playing
right.
with who. And so I started out playing with one group of people. And the guitar leader was just a friend of mine, and he and his wife let me stay at their house when I'm in the city.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and so he initially, his name's Aske Jacobi, and he initially was very instrumental to getting my foot in the door there because he booked me in the clubs where he plays with his band. So that worked out swimmingly for about a year, and then... you know, being an unfaithful guitarist, I ran into this bass player, you know, who was
Uh-oh.
In this blues band, you know, called the Almost
uh-huh.
Blues Band. And then literally he was a friend of a girlfriend of mine who's a hairdresser. And I was inside the shop and he was literally walking down the street and she goes, oh, yell out to him to come in here. You know, he's a really good bass player. You got to talk to him. So he came in, and we just had a heck of a good time, you know, talking and stuff. And he had seen some of my videos that I had done a while back.
Mm-hmm.
About 2 years ago, I did some videos with American musicians. And so he showed these videos to the guys in his band, and they decided they would kind of, you know, put me in their band, and I could go around with them.
There you go.
And that's how I got in this band. It was so crazy. And so the deal with that band was really cush because the other guitar player in the band is also a sound man, and he is what, probably the best sound man over there. And that's saying something because
uh-huh.
they're really good at sound over there and recording. They're really
oh, yeah.
good at that. So, you know, it's like he's – even right now, he's got a set of my gear over there, you know,
which is great.
And
so
he would just swing by or and pick me up. And I'd usually ride with him in the van with the gear because the other automobile was the guys that smoke cigarettes. So I'm, you know, not smoking cigarettes. So I would usually ride in that car, the car with the gear, the non-smoking
gotcha.
Car.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Wingstop lives flavor. and you crave it. That's why we've created the Boneless Flavor Fix for you and your crew. 20 boneless wings, 4 flavors, 2 fries, 2 dips, and 2 cold drinks for just $20. Whether it's lemon pepper, Louisiana rub, or atomic, finding your flavor combo is easy. But deciding who you're going to split it with, that's a different story. The Boneless Flavor Fix. Just $20 for a limited time at Wingstop. The Wing Experts. Prices and participation may vary. See local restaurant for details.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store. It's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers Shrine clothing and Alchemy Gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with their rockin' reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
Hey folks, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, when you order from Metal Babe Mayhem, use my code. Don't forget, use my code POPROCKS, POPROXX. And hey, you get 20% off your order. How cool is that? Pretty awesome. Again, use my code POPROCKS, POPROXX.
Rocks Gear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products. All featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierocks.us.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's R-O-X-X, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
But, you know, that's one downside to playing in Europe, I gotta say. You know, they love their cigarettes. They love their cigarettes.
Oh, man. I'm telling you. They smoke hard over there.
They smoke it hard. And, you know, I went one of these clubs I went in. I walk into the club and I shake hands with this guy that was sort of, you know, who, you know, telling me where the backstage was. And then he goes, and here are your drink tickets. I'm like, yeah. And he's like, yeah, they're 10 drink tickets. And I'm like, okay. I said, is that for the band? You know, there's 5 of us, you know. And he goes, no, those are yours.
For you.
He goes, everybody gets 10. I'm like, oh, no.
Wow.
I'm like, my band's going to be so blitzed, they're not going to be able to play anything, you know. But, yeah, and then they smoke in that particular club also. And, you know, that was kind of rough going for me as an American. You know, I'm just not used to that. I mean, sure, back in the day there was – you know, you couldn't see through the clubs. It was so smoky. But, you know, now we're not used
to
that.
We've all lost our tolerance for it.
Well, they have laws that prohibit it in Denmark. But the law is if the room is something like this, and I'm sorry if I misquote it, if it's 40 feet long, the room, you could smoke.
Mm-hmm.
So this club put up this wall kind of like in the middle of the room, you know, so people could smoke in there. You know? So when you're on stage, you can see both rooms, you I'm not kidding.
Right in the middle.
But you know, it gets by the law, you know. It works
right,
for them.
Right.
But last time I played there, I was like, I can't, you know, and yeah, we did, of course. But man, it's, yeah, smoky
well,
time.
Let's play a track off this new record.
Please.
I have them all queued up here. What do you think we should play first? What should we hit people with first? I've got little by little.
I don't know. We got little
Levity.
By little. Let's play.
Yeah, we got that.
Play little by little.
Sounds good to me. It's a great track. Here it is,
okay.
Folks. This is Peach and the Almost Blues Band. This is off the latest, A Night in Copenhagen. Check it out,
yes.
Little by Little.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa.
By Peach and the Almost Blues Band off their latest album, A Night in Copenhagen. A Night in Copenhagen, Peach. That's a good song, Little by Little. Fantastic track. I like this whole album.
Thank you so much. And it's all live and retouched, if you know what I mean. I mean, a lot of live albums, they'll take back to the studio and they'll add tracks. Yeah,
right.
We did
cook
not
it up
do
a little
that.
Spice it.
This was all live, straight up. You know, we did not do the song twice. You know.
Right.
I mean, we recorded there several nights in a row, but ironically, I mean, surprise, surprise, the last night was the night that we took almost all the tracks for the recording. Was the Saturday
That's
night
awesome.
There. But we didn't retouch anything, and, you know. And some of the songs didn't make
up.
It, you know. Pardon me?
I hear you. I was going to let everybody know we have links up on our show page and on my website as well. We have links to the Almost Blues Band page and also to peachmusic.com.
Great.
When you go there, folks, it's a fantastic website, by the way. When you go there, there's links where you can get, you can pick up A Night in Copenhagen and all kinds of cool stuff. You can get it right there. You know, it's available wherever you buy digital music. Very important. Very important. So it's very, very cool. And
the Almost Blues Band, the Almost Blues Band .dk, it might be partly in Danish. I'm not sure.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, that website is probably in Danish, but mine, peachmusic.com, is in English.
That's right.
Because I'm American. American girl, you know. Yeah, I tried to learn the Danish language. I tell you, it's a tough one. It's a tough one.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can handle that beyond my
pay grade. Yeah.
Oh,
well,
man.
Everyone there speaks English.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of a European thing, too, you know.
Yeah, and that's bad in a way
that.
Because then you, as an American, you always end up speaking English. You know, if you want to get past, like, I would like to order spaghetti or I would like to know where the bathroom is, you know, that kind of thing. So you always end up speaking English if you want to have a meaningful conversation. And That's one reason why your language skills don't necessarily improve, even though you can spend months and months and months over there. Yeah.
Right.
You
and
know.
It's interesting too. I remember one time I went spur of the moment kind of thing to a magic show, and the magician was I guess from Shanghai or someplace Chinese, but he didn't do the magic show in Chinese. He did the magic show in German. This was in Paris. He didn't do it in French. He did it in German.
Oh, interesting.
I got to tell you,
well,
magic is really dull.
You
don't hear the story of what he's saying. Because there's always a setup.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, so that was a strange thing. But this is cool. No, your website's all in English. I like your website a lot. It's easy to navigate and
a lot of funny
right
history stories in there.
Very nice, cool pictures.
Well, now the
and
keyboard player, however, on these tracks is the American Ken Stange.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he went
you
over
know him from California, right?
From L.A. Yeah, I play with him when I'm here.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So he, you know, you can run, but you can't hide. And so I thought it would be fun if Kenny would come over. And Kenny had a great time. Kenny hadn't been over there since he toured with Cocker, like, I don't know, a million years ago. And everybody over there knew that Kenny had played with Cocker. So they were all, like, wanting all the, you know, the funny Cocker stories and stuff, you know.
Right.
And Kenny just loved it over there, you know. It was like a vacation to him, even though we were working. So
those are always the best times, you know,
when
you are working. But it's I like to do that. I like to mix a little work in. It helps pay for things.
I don't know.
It's hard for me to go any amount of time without doing some work because I'm just always got my nose to the grindstone so much.
Yeah.
I don't know if I feel guilty. I just feel out of sorts. You know, we'll go on vacation and I'm up at 6 in the morning and I'm like, I got to be doing something.
Yeah.
My girl doesn't get up better.
I hear you.
Well, that was cool. So you guys, this was recorded over three nights, but really it was the last night that a lot of these tracks were.
Yeah, it's almost all the tracks are off of the last night. And we had a really good night that night, I felt. I mean, you know, each night the house was full. I mean, it's just a magical little club that I play in there. It's called Kaffa Bartov. Mm. And Bartov has two different clubs. One's called Bartov Station, which is a newer club, more modern, you know, like glass doors and modern, what can I say? And then Kaffa Bartov is like an old school, they've got a lot of draft beer on tap, and, you know, it's an old school, has an old school bar that, you know, and
nice.
I just like playing at Bartov, I don't know. I think one of the reasons is, and this is always where I go, is the sound in that room is really good. The sound is warm. And you can be in any part of the bar, and the sound sounds good all around. Of course, part of that is the engineering skills of Michael Ingman Renew, who's the guitar player in the band. And he mixed the record and everything. But it's also... It's also the room, you know. It's a warm room, both with people and the sound, you know. So just a little bit about Kaffa Bartov.
Well, it's cool. And it's cool to be somewhere that resonates with you, you know what I mean, where you just feeling the vibe there, and it influences, you know. You're just like, okay, it's easy to get in that groove where you want to be, you know.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Interesting.
Yeah.
Now, when you did make this this album, I've got to ask. Like I said, I'm not in the music business. I'm a painter by trade. That's what I do.
Right.
Take pictures of people and stuff. But all my friends are musicians. I have very few friends that are into the art world, but man, they're all the music. Music or acting, you know, that filmmaking and stuff.
Right.
But I find it interesting because a lot of my friends who are in the music business, in bands and the like, when they make an LP or even an EP or whatever, they usually have a whole hand of cards, you know, all these tracks, and they you know, of course, pick the ones they want for that particular project. Was that the case with this?
Because we played all night, and that's the other thing I like about playing in Europe. You play like 3 hours. You know, I mean, a friend of mine here in L.A. told me the other night, he went out somewhere and he said they were doing 10 and 10. And I said, what's that? And he said, well, each band, there are 10 bands and they each play 10 minutes.
Right. I went to a concert like that.
That's L.A. And I'm like, oh, man, like I can't even imagine. I'm not even going to put on my lipstick for that. But I like to go out and play hard and, you know, like really give it your all and, you know, like come home exhausted. You know, that's the deal. And I don't want to go somewhere and like, you know, play a little teeny set and then leave. But, you know, that's sort of what a lot of things have turned into in L.A. because they want you to bring your following in there and play a set and then leave and then have another band come in and play their set. And then they're hoping some of these people will stick around after the band that they came to see. And that's how they, you know, pack their club. But anyway, they don't do that over there. They, you know, you go there, you play there, you bring in your people and I just love it. I mean, I just love that.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Record better audio anywhere with Motive Digital Microphones from Shure. Easy-to-use options like the MV88 plug directly into your phone or computer and include a free app. Create studio-quality sound for podcasts, music, and videos. Visit Shure.com to learn more.
I figured out who the neighbor around the corner is.
Oh, yeah?
I like him a lot.
Ooh.
He lets me talk as much as I want, is very simple, and has great plans.
Okay, I have to meet him.
Sure. Say hi. This is Metro PCS.
Metro PCS is in your neighborhood. Come say hi and get unlimited data, talk, and text for only $30, period. All on the fast nationwide 4G LTE T-Mobile network. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figure it out. Coverage not available in some areas. 1 gigabyte of high-speed data included. See store for details, terms, and conditions, and data management info.
Hey, everybody. Pop artist Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year, at the end of last year, some people, we've got quite a few inquiries where people wanted paintings, but, you know, the economy's getting better, but it's still kind of rough for a lot of people, and they just can't afford my normal larger painting. You know, they love my work, but they just can't afford the big ones. So what we did on that is I've been picking different themes and painting smaller ones, 16 by 20 canvas, perfect size canvas for an apartment or a room. It's not overwhelming. It's not a big, huge thing you'd see in a gallery or in a big millionaire's house. But it's good. And what they are, we've been selling those on eBay. So if you go to the website, www.jamierocks.us, you'll see the eBay auctions there. I try to have 4 or 5 per week up at all times. And, you know, we don't have any control over what those sell for. So you might get a good deal. But definitely worth checking out if you're on a budget. And, you know, I hope one of my original paintings will be hanging in your home soon. Thank you for your interest, and on back to the show now.
I like the European way as well, you know, and you're usually going, like I know when I'm in Europe, you don't go, at least we don't, me and my friends don't, you know, you don't leave the house or the apartment or wherever to go out to a club or something, you know, until 10, 11 at night, you know,
right.
At the earliest.
And everyone stays to the end. You know,
right.
It isn't like they go for one set and then they leave. Everybody, you know, even my girlfriend's mother, I have a girlfriend of there who, thank God, is a hairdresser. And so she'll do my hair, and then she brings, sometimes she'll bring out her mom, because her mom and I are pals, you know. And her mom, I think she's, you know, I don't want to say her age, she's in her 80s. And she would come out, and she's still there at 2 in the morning, you know. I mean, I was really shocked at that. But, you know, everybody comes out, and a lot of people come out an hour early, of course, because they want to get, you know, some nice seat, unobstructed seats or whatever. So they get the good seats, and then they stay. They just stay. So it's, you know, I just love it over there. I'm here in L.A. for the summer, this summer, but and then I my visa would allow me to go back this winter. But it's pretty cold and it's pretty dark, and you know, I do have a boyfriend here in the States, so I think I'm just gonna stay here for Christmas, and then go back next summer. Yeah,
right.
I'll go back in late May so I can hit all the summer stuff, because like I said, I only get 90 days. Yeah.
Right. It's really weird how they do that now. It's crazy. Let's do another track off the the new record here.
Alrighty.
What should we do next? Do you think
let's
Never Make You Move Too Soon, or
that sounds great to me. I love that track.
Yeah. I do as well. But yeah, okay. Here it is, folks. This is Never Make You Move Too Soon, Peach and the Almost Blues Band. Check it out.
Thank you. On high
Peach and the Almost Blues Band off their latest album, A Night in Copenhagen. Fantastic track. I'm a big fan of that one, Peach.
I love that track.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's
absolutely
one of my go-to songs.
You know, as it should be. That's such a good track. Such a good track.
Mm-hmm.
Again, folks, we have links up on our show page for the Almost Blues Band .dk, and then Peach's website as well. www.peachmusic.com. And when you go there, one of the cool things on Peach's website is right on the right side of the page are all of Peach's social media links. I suggest you follow, like, subscribe, all, you know, everything you got to do, and that way you can keep abreast of what's going on with Peach and all of her adventures and what have you. And also,
yeah, we should call that website The Adventures of the Peach.
There you go.
Yeah, once I started traveling hard. I've been traveling hard, you know, touring. And
I gotcha. Well, you
yeah.
know, that's a good thing, you know.
It is a lot of fun, but it's really exhausting, too. I don't mean to complain, but I'm just saying that travel isn't what it used to be, or you know what I mean. It can be arduous.
Right, right. Well,
the airports seem to be arduous. Yeah.
It's crazy. I guess they have to be, you know, from all the craziness that happens.
I don't mind the security.
Yeah, it's
not that. What I don't like is changing planes.
Right.
I had a ticket. I got to tell you, I had a ticket a few years ago over to Copenhagen. And it was a free ticket, and it was first class, okay? And
nice.
Then the but it was three airplanes. You know, I had to change planes twice.
Oh, man.
But I thought, well, how bad could it be? You know, it's first class. You know, so the problem is then you're in the airport for the layover, but you got to stay awake if you're traveling by yourself, you know, because you might miss the next leg. You know, you can't rely on the people at the lounge to come over and say, hey, your flight's taking off. So by the time I got there, it was like 24 hours. But if you fly direct, it's 11 hours to Copenhagen from L.A. So lesson learned. Free ticket was not free, you know. It's the layovers and all the extra planes that will get you.
Oh, man. Yeah. And, you know, it's just more opportunities also for them to lose stuff. You know what I mean? I was worried about that. You know, I'm like, oh,
yeah. And
man.
If you're carrying a guitar as your carry-on, you don't have any guarantee that the next leg of the trip will let you carry that guitar on. So the first one, you might have a really happy flight crew, and they go, oh, yeah, you just put it up here, you know. But, you know, you might have a second one that goes, oh, no, you know, we're full, so you got to, you know, give that to the guy, and he's going to take it. But the thing is, usually if you're carrying it on, it's not in a flight bag that you want them to take it away from you.
Yeah, and exactly. They put it on the bottom of a, you know, underneath it.
I think I was quoted once under my breath when they wanted to take one of my guitars. I said something like, over my dead body. And this camera guy was behind me, and he heard me, and he just started laughing because he was carrying a camera, you know?
And he
was not going to give up his camera either, you know? And I was not going to give up my guitar. But we finally talked him into letting us on, you know? But he thought that was funny. I was not going to let them at the last minute take that guitar in a little carry-on bag, you know.
Oh, I don't blame you. I don't blame you.
No.
Well, hey, you know, before we – I'm looking at the time, and, man, it just went by so quick tonight. It's about that time. But before we wrap up, I have to give a big shout-out to Doug Deutsch over at Deutsch.
Yes.
I'm probably saying that wrong.
Doug Deutsch, publicist, yes. Mm-hmm. He is the man. He is the blues publicist. And I've worked with Doug for a long, long time. And, you know, he's just fantastic. I couldn't do what I do without Doug, you know. It's always nice to have somebody to – and he hooked me up with you, I believe. And, you know, it's just great. And, you know, he just pairs people up is basically what he does. So he's a great guy.
He's just
hi
fantastic.
To Doug. We love you.
That's right. And listeners, if you are in a band or whatnot, need some help on the PR side of things, the publicity side of things, we've got a link to Doug's email. Get a hold of Doug.
That's right.
What you got to do, get him in your corner. Good person to have there.
Yeah.
Peach, I've had so much fun tonight. You're just awesome. You rock. And you know,
you as well. I'm going to go to your website now and look at your art.
Oh, okay. Well, cool.
Because
don't you have
a website that has your art on it?
I do, yeah.
I'm
going to
go
Daniel,
look at it now.
But
I appreciate
awesome.
You having me on. You know, it helps us as musicians and we appreciate what you're doing to help us out. It's really great.
Well, thank you so much. It's awesome to have great guests like yourself on. Ladies and gentlemen, this show will be converted to a podcast and put out on all the various social media platforms. That'll happen probably in about an hour. That'll be posted and whatnot, including up for free on iTunes on their podcast page. If you are listening to the show in the future on iTunes, hello from the past, do me a quick favor, hit that ratings and review button, doesn't cost anything, and it keeps us up at the top of the pages. That's where we like to be, and more importantly, that's where our advertisers it's very, very good, and just makes my day go all the much better. So I appreciate that. It is Friday night, so I will be off for the next couple days. We'll be back Monday. We've got fantastic new romantic comedy filmmakers. They got a new film called A Touch of Stardust that's out. We'll be talking to the director and one of the actors from that show, that movie, I should say. Cool.
Great.
Keep doing what you're doing, man. You're so good
all
at
right,
it.
All right, I sure will. We'll be sure you get our next CD.
I appreciate that. Everybody,
okay.
We'll see you later. Have a great night.
Thanks for all you do. Nice.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.